How did it come about that a man born poor, losing his mother at birth, and soon deserted by his father, afflicted with a painful and humiliating disease, left to wander for 12 years among alien cities and conflicting faiths, repudiated by society and civilization, repudiating Voltaire, Diderot, the Encyclopédie, and the Age of Reason, driven from place to place as a dangerous rebel, suspected of crime and insanity, and seeing in his last months the apotheosis of his greatest enemy, how did it come about that this man, after his death, triumphed over Voltaire, revived religion, transformed education, elevated the morals of France, inspired the Romantic movement and the French Revolution, influenced the philosophy of Kant and Schopenhauer, the plays of Schiller, the novels of Goethe, the poems of Wordsworth, Byron, and Shelley, the socialism of Marx, the ethics of Tolstoy, and altogether had more effect upon posterity than any other writer or thinker of that 18th century in which writers were more influential than they had ever been before. Here, if anywhere, the problem faces us. What is the role of genius in history, of man versus the mass and the state? Europe was ready for a gospel that would exalt feeling above thought. It was tired of the restraints of customs, conventions, manners, and laws. It had heard enough of reason, argument, and philosophy. All this riot of unmoored minds seemed to have left the world devoid of meaning, the soul empty of imagination and hope. Secretly, men and women were longing to believe again. Paris was weary of Paris, of the turmoil and hurry, the confinement and mad competition of city life. Now it idealized the slower pace of the countryside, where a simple routine might bring health to the body and peace to the mind, where one might see modest women again, where all the village would meet in weekly armistice at the parish church. And this proud progress, this vaunted emancipation of the mind, had they put anything in place of what they had destroyed? Had they given man a more intelligible or inspiring picture of the world and human destiny? Had they improved the lot of the poor or brought consolation to bereavement or pain?